Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So Silken, when you made the change from running to rowing, obviously the training changed a lot as well, because rowing, obviously very much an upper body sport, running not as much. Did that come as any sort of a shock to you, how much there actually was to do?
Well, my husband today says that I look at a weight and I get a muscle. So I think I'm a born mesomorph. I really gain strength very quickly. And so, surprisingly rowing, because you have a sliding seat, uses your legs as the primary power factor in the sport. So, you know, you use your legs, you use your back, and you use your arms. Of course, I had skinny runner arms when I first started. So, yeah, that took a little while. But I think being a natural sort of muscle builder, it wasn't that hard for me.
And so now you wrote the book Unsinkable, and then just recently you've actually started a website, which I think has the same name.
Yeah, I'm so proud of the initiative we've recently launched called We Are Unsinkable. And We Are Unsinkable really plays off that word from my book, Unsinkable, which is that, like, what I believe is that everybody has a story. Everybody overcomes adversity. Everybody that has something to share with others. And so We Are Unsinkable is a story-sharing platform where we've invited Canadians to share their inspiring stories of what they've overcome, how they've overcome it. We also have health experts writing on our site, everything from a psychologist here in Victoria who is writing about anxiety and youth, to Dr. Jillian Roberts, to a naturopath who is writing about the brain-body connection. I mean, it was funny when earlier in your show you were talking about doctors and the change in prognoses and how many tests they order later on the day versus earlier in the day. I thought, you know, they need a better nutrition program. So the focus is like mental health and physical health and the connection between the two, and how can we get the most of ourselves. But most of the platform is really story sharing. So it's through people's stories of how they have gotten through adversity, what tools did they use to overcome debilitating depression or the loss of a loved one, or we've got a young gal writing on our site who was born HIV positive. And you go on the site, and I know for me, you know, I might be having a bad day and I go read one of these stories and I always feel so much better. So I was like, oh my gosh, these problems are so much worse than the one I'm having right now.
So to get the site started then, you must have known, okay, it can't just be the Silken Lauman story and leave it at that to start with. You must have gotten some other Canadians to come in with you at the beginning so that people could see that it was more than just you.
Yeah, absolutely. We launched with 50 stories.
Wow.
So that's a lot of stories from all sorts of different walks. I mean, there's a juror who had PTSD after serving on a violent murder trial and found out that there's no support for jurors who have had an impact after a trial, and he changed the Canadian law and the support system. And, you know, and I guess my whole life I've been hearing people's stories. I've been a speaker and a writer most of my life, and I have overcome this obstacle in my life that became very public. And so people would share with me the obstacles they had overcome. And so often I would think, wow, like, I wish more people could hear these stories because people are amazing. And I think that in a time where there is so much negativity, there's so much bad news out there, I really wanted to publish and celebrate these stories of courage. I think people are awesome, and I think people are way stronger than we give them credit for.
So now when you're looking at the writings by the different doctors and the other experts, are there some of them where you read them and you kind of go, okay, I wish I had known this when I was an athlete?
I think, yeah, I mean, I think, oh boy, I could say that for so many things. especially the mental side. I think as an athlete, I almost had to shut down that side of myself and become, I don't want to say robotic, but I had to perform when I had to perform. And the idea that you would go inward and look more deeply at your problems and, like, try, you know, actually believe that there was something that you could do about them was really foreign to me. And it's something that I didn't really understand till quite late in life. And that's a shame, because I think I would have been a lot happier had I understood myself, had I had more self-awareness. So I think there's been so many things, like Margaret Trudeau's article about bipolar, for instance, bipolar disorder. I don't think I really understood bipolar disorder until, like, listening to her for an hour and a half that I had with her, and then writing her piece. And there are just these moments where I was like, ah, because you know I have had people in my life who've had bipolar disorder, and they go off their medications, and all sorts of, you know, rotten things happen when that happens. And I would always think, why do you go off your medication? And then when she talks about the euphoria of the mania and how, like, great you feel, I thought, well, yeah, no, I could see why, you know, you wouldn't want that to stop. And, you know, the appeal of being more even and maybe, you know, sometimes feeling flat, and how frustrating that is. And, there's an article about neurofeedback in treatment of depression. And I've never tried neurofeedback. And I read that article, and I thought, wow, you know, I'd like to try that. And I'd like to see if that would be a helpful resource. So I feel like I'm always learning. We try to have quite a range of articles, because not just the kinds of things that people are struggling with, but, you know, the different professions that our people are in. We have a police officer who writes her experience in a very stressful job, and how she uses exercise and fitness. And there's a lot of, what I'm finding is, I mean, we're sort of 2 months in now, but I am finding there's sort of some themes that are coming up, you know. People, you know, how they're finding that mental health piece has a lot to do with acknowledging that there's an issue. The reaching out to others is enormously important. Just telling it, you know, not holding it inside oneself, but speaking it out and saying, yeah, this is a problem. often the physical side, like, you know, reconnecting with their bodies. Whether it's through, like, running, you know, doing their first Ironman, joining a gym for the very first time, that making that connection back to their physical self. So it's been kind of cool to, you know, watch these patterns emerge.
Now, as you've been reading the stories that the other people have been putting on there, are you finding that because it's non-professionals in a lot of these stories who are talking about their problems, but they can actually maybe explain it a little bit easier? And again, you were saying you didn't know what bipolar was until you sat down and talked to Margaret Trudeau about it. Are you finding the same thing when you read some of the other stories? Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah, a little bit, because, and just to clarify, I mean, we definitely have people come and submit their stories, but all our stories go through our editorial committee, and we have an editor that works on the stories, because we want the writing to be as top quality as possible, and the stories to, you know, the writing to do the story justice. But, yeah, I think that, I guess you kind of believe that people with lived experience, so you can read and go to school and learn, and I think that has its value, and it's important in this whole equation of mental and physical health. But I think there's something to be said for people who've had lived experience, who were abandoned by their mother, who did experience sexual abuse, who, you know, may have not felt safe in their home, like, whatever it is, and then they're coming back with this perspective and this experience that is so powerful, because they didn't just read about it, they lived it. And what they did actually transformed their life. So nobody said, you know, well, you know, if you do this, this is going to happen. You know, they're actually trying things and have proven, you know, the product of their own life has proven that the things that they've done have been successful. So I think, you know, especially young people, when they're interacting with our site, you know, when they hear a story from another young person who maybe had horrendous obstacles in their childhood and, you know, became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and then found their path forward, and then is telling their story of how they stay healthy each and every day. Well, I think somebody who's 19 or 22 is going to hear that a lot better from that young voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So now, you've been retired for quite some time now from competition in rowing. Do you still get into the boat every once in a while and just do some rowing just for fun even?
Yeah, you know, I have an ocean rower, and I get out there for fun sometimes. It's very different than a flat water boat. It's, you know, a lot wider and heavier, and I think the fact that it's not a flat water boat is probably good, because then I don't try to compare myself to how fast I used to be. I stay in great shape. I mean, that's really important to me. I have a cycling group I cycle with a couple times a week, a Tuesday night ride group here in Sydney, and I do yoga two, three times a week. I lift weights a couple times a week. So I really live what I preach. I mean, I really deeply believe in that sort of body, mind, soul connection. I know that when I exercise, I release endorphins, that I having a powerful body has kept me youthful. It keeps my mind active. That routine in my life is incredibly important. So, you know, I'm definitely an advocate of physical fitness for, you know, not only our physical health, but our mental health, and I live what I preach.
Okay, Silken, just about time to wrap it up. Again, can you just give us the website again for your new thing, where people can talk about the problems they've had?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called We Are Unsinkable, www.weareunsinkable.com, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Look for us, and we'd love to hear your story. You know, if you think you have a special story to share, something that's going to help others, we can also help you with that story and bringing that story to life.
Okay, Silken Lahman, thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care.
Okay. Take a quick break and be back with our second guest after this.